This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is playing host today to the leader of the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan in what some say is a litmus test of the president's so-called freedom agenda. President Bush has often spoken about the need for reform, including in oil-rich countries in the Muslim world. The U.S. says these issues do matter in relations with Azerbaijan, though today's talks are likely to focus more on energy security and geopolitics. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
For Azerbaijan's president, Ilham Aliyev, the White House visit is a long-awaited stamp of approval from Washington. Aliyev replaced his late father in 2003 in an election that was criticized in the West, and he oversaw parliamentary elections last year that were widely viewed as flawed. The 44-year-old Aliyev, though, sounds polished and prepared for his critics.
I'm a democratically elected president, and who measures where is democracy, where is no democracy?
Aliyev told the Council on Foreign Relations this week that democratic development must go hand in hand with economic growth. And he reminded the audience that he's in a tough and not so democratic neighborhood and still in conflict with Armenia.
If you look at the map and see where we are situated, you'll see wherever you look from Baku, you'll see hostility, wars, conflicts, existing and potential. In these circumstances, Azerbaijan is an island of stability and development.
The map also shows how crucial Azerbaijan has become in the energy sector. This summer, an oil pipeline from Azerbaijan to Turkey is set to open. The U.S. is also backing a parallel natural gas pipeline through Azerbaijan. Martha Brill Alcott of the Carnegie Endowment says the Bush administration wants to show it is developing alternatives to Russian pipelines and energy resources.
By entertaining Aliyev, the White House is showing their critics that we're not too dependent on Russia, that we are courting somebody like Aliyev. Vice President Cheney's on his way to Kazakhstan in the next week or so. So I think this is all part of trying to say that there's a balanced policy with regard to Russia and the Caspian.
As for the freedom agenda, Alcott says the Bush administration has always overstated that aspect of its foreign policy.
The White House got themselves boxed in a position where you can't bring these kinds of people in without looking like you're violating your own policy.
Even a human rights activist from Azerbaijan says it was time for the White House to reach out for Aliyev, but Murad Sadadinov, a former political prisoner who's also visiting Washington this week, says President Bush needs to at least bring up some tough issues.
It is extremely important that he raises these questions with human rights, democracy development, torture, and specifically a couple of prisoners, specifically former Minister of Economics, whose health condition is critical at the moment.
Several former government ministers are facing allegations of plotting a coup, though Sadadinov says the charges are politically motivated. The human rights activist is talking about these cases with members of Congress and with White House aides. On strategic issues, Sadadinov is worried that Azerbaijan might try to curry favor with Washington by providing bases for a potential attack on neighboring Iran. President Aliyev, though, is ruling that out.
Azerbaijan will not be engaged in any kind of potential operations against Iran, and our officials made it very clear, including myself, in the past. Therefore, I think that it's time to stop speculating on these issues.
Military-to-military relations are developing, though, he says. Aliyev is quick to point out that Azerbaijan has troops in Iraq, part of his efforts to improve ties with the Bush administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.